From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Republicans are celebrating a couple of big election victories tonight. They've taken control of the governor's mansions in Virginia and New Jersey. NPR is calling the race in New Jersey for Chris Christie, who has ousted the incumbent Democrat John Corzine. NPR's Ken Rudin says Christie's win is significant for Republicans.
New Jersey is a blue state. It hasn't elected a Republican statewide figure since 1997. It hasn't elected a Republican senator since 1972. But there was great dissatisfaction with Governor John Corzine. Voters always gave his stewardship of the economy low marks. And Chris Christie used his resume as a crime-fighting former prosecutor, along with the unpopularity of Governor John Corzine, to pull it out for the Republican Party.
NPR's Ken Rudin in Virginia. Republican Bob McDonnell will be the next governor. He easily defeated Democrat Cree Deeds. NPR is also watching a special congressional election in upstate New York. That race took a twist over the weekend when the Republican candidate withdrew because of a lack of support and endorsed the Democrat. It's been a surprisingly tight race for mayor of New York, but the Associated Press is now projecting incumbent Michael Bloomberg has won a third term over Democrat William Thompson. Just a week after being sworn in for her second term, German Chancellor Angela Merkel came before a joint session of Congress on Capitol Hill today. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Chancellor Merkel discussed the end of communism in East Germany, where she grew up, the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989, and thanked the U.S. for its support for German reunification. Through an interpreter, the chancellor spoke on other issues, including support for the U.S. effort in Afghanistan and taking a firm stance with Iran on nuclear weapons.
Iran needs to be aware of this. Iran knows our offer, but Iran also knows where we draw a line. A nuclear bomb in the hands of an Iranian president who denies the Holocaust, threatens Israel, and denies Israel the right to exist is not acceptable.
Chancellor Merkel also appealed to Congress to continue its work on climate change legislation. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
There have been more grisly discoveries at the home of a convicted rapist in Cleveland. Police Chief Michael McGrath says authorities have found the bodies of more possible victims.
We discovered four more bodies in the backyard. I can't say that where specifically because I am not on location right now, and the dig continues. The dig continues. We're not finished.
Today's discoveries bring the number of bodies found at Anthony Soule's home to 10. He's been charged with 5 counts of aggravated murder. 6 bodies were found at the house last week, and police plan to keep searching Soule's home and others that have been boarded up in the neighborhood. Stocks turned in a mixed performance today. The Dow fell 17 points to close at 9,771. The S&P was up 2 points. You're listening to NPR News. Congress could miss President Obama's deadline on a health care bill. The House is expected to vote on a bill later this week. But Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he's waiting for a final cost analysis from the Congressional Budget Office before beginning debate on the Senate version, leaving open the possibility that work on the bill could drift into next year. Europe's Court of Human Rights ruled today that the display of crucifixes in Italian public schools violates religious and education freedoms. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report.
The Strasbourg, France-based European Court of Human Rights sided with an Italian woman who opposed the display of a Catholic crucifix at her children's school. The court said the presence of the crucifix meant that pupils would feel they were being educated in a school environment bearing the stamp of a given religion. The court said the Italian state must observe confessional neutrality in the context of public education, where attending classes is compulsory irrespective of religion. In 2000, Italy's highest court found that the presence of crucifixes in polling stations compromised the secularism of the state. While Italy's constitution speaks of the separation of church and state, an Italian court dismissed the mother's case, stating that the crucifix had become one of the values of the Italian state. The Italian government must now pay the mother $7,500 in damages. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Officials in Vietnam say a powerful storm that plowed into the country this week has killed at least 31 people. Authorities have stepped up their rescue and relief operations there. One official says soldiers are using speedboats to move people from their flooded homes and to provide victims with food and water. I'm Giles Snyder, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.